welcome to the Yes Life Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Robin Daly, regular host of the show and founder of Yes to Life, the UK charity that's been working for two decades to change cancer care in the UK and to make the integrative model of care in which people are supported in a truly holistic way that addresses their many challenges and needs, accessible to all. My guest today is Amy Robinson, who heads up a virtual group set up to support women with breast cancer and called Radiant Healing Together. Amy is highly motivated and has created a rich and diverse resource that many people are finding a significant help. I'm speaking to Amy in the US.
Hi Amy, delighted to welcome you to the Yes to Life Show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
So a growing topic on this show and actually throughout the Yes to Life space is the power of community to provide meaningful support and avenues to recovery for those with cancer. Probably for most other things as well, to be honest, but we'll stick with cancer for today. That's enough. So you're the hugely energetic founder and leader of one of the many valuable groups that are operating on social media, Radiant Healing Together. How did you come to be in this role?
Well, thank you so much. It's really so powerful to see how community can transform our experience of the cancer journey. And the way I came into it was really, I kept being asked by people who were on this journey for a community. They really needed that. And in my own experience, I was diagnosed in May of 2018, and I found all of the Facebook groups that were available at the time, those growing Facebook groups that we're all familiar with, to be such a solace and such a wonderful place to connect with others on this journey, to learn, to just really improve that learning curve as we were all learning so much about all of the different evidence-based information in our cancer care and managing side effects and finding the support that we needed along the way. But what I also found in those is it's asynchronous support. And that was a place where after my own journey, I was showing up a lot to help other women, answering questions that they might have. But often you would lose the thread of how things actually ended up unfolding for people. And I teach meditation. I'm a longtime meditation teacher and teacher in a variety of areas of integrative health. I've got a bachelor's degree from UC Berkeley and did master's degree studies at Maryland University for integrative health and integrative health and clinical nutrition. So this has always been an area of great interest for me. And so what I kept finding when I was supporting other women on this journey, whether it was through coaching or meditation classes, that they kept coming to me saying, what I really need is a community to heal with. And I could just see that so many people on this cancer journey feel alone with their symptoms. There's some aspects of this experience that can be, you know, quite frankly, physically brutal and socially isolating.
Absolutely.
And so I kept finding again and again, and it just was a culminating experience where there are multiple beautiful people in my sphere across the country and the world who are coming to me saying how much they needed a community. And so I created Radiant Healing Together for them and for all of us on this journey, because I wanted us to not walk this path alone or feel alone on this journey. I wanted us to have a place to come together, share what was meaningful for us in that journey, to learn from one another. And the outcome has been phenomenal and just so beautiful to witness. I'm the one who created it and I'm holding the space for it. But what I see every day in our events is a woman will come in who's getting ready to start radiation, for example, and it just happens that another woman has just finished and can help share with her what that journey was like so that she doesn't feel alone and she can feel reassured on the journey and get all kinds of just practical tips and information that her medical team might not have the time to be able to share that can actually be incredibly supportive. I see this happen practically every day, literally every week on an ongoing basis. So it's very, very powerful. And that's something we just experience all the time. And right now, what one of the initiatives we have for 2024 is to start using those stress scores of where people are in their stress levels from 1 to 10. And so we start doing that for some of our support events, for our nutrition, for meditation, for our therapeutic art experiences and things like that. And we're finding in every event in which we're recording this, stress levels are going down a minimum of 20%. But sometimes, like in the meditation that I led last Sunday, people's stress levels went down 50%. And, you know, the cancer experience is stressful for all of us, even
absolutely.
If we can, right?
It's so, the worst, yeah.
It's a very important tool.
Yeah. All right. Amazing. Well, look, as you mentioned, the reason you found yourself here is because of your own experience of cancer.
Yeah.
But you just told me also that you're already well into the integrative field before that. So you actually arrived at being diagnosed with cancer kind of with a good grasp of the whole integrative field, which most people don't, of course.
Yeah.
So just be interested to hear a little bit about how that affected the way that you met the challenges that came towards you.
So my diagnosis was, I was diagnosed with, actually, it's very rare to have three different kinds of breast cancer diagnosed, as it was for me. I was diagnosed with stage 3C breast cancer. The primary areas seemed to be triple negative, but also there was HER2. And then at the time of surgery, it was an estrogen positive. So for those outside of the breast cancer world, it's pretty unusual. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it sounds it.
Yeah. So so I ended up wanting, obviously what I had was very metabolically active. So I wanted to really engage with the process, really get a lot of great input. And so I consulted with my team. I live in New Mexico in the United States. So I consulted with different doctors here. I flew out to Stanford to consult with the head of breast cancer oncology at Stanford at the time. I ended up consulting with multiple different integrative and conventional doctors on my own process. And I went through the usual conventional experience before I was also in integrating integrative tools as well. I loved acupuncture on my journey, but my oncologist at the time said, for example, I went in, I was citing documented evidence about fasting around chemotherapy. And my oncologist said, absolutely not. You cannot be fasting around chemotherapy to absolutely stop all of my supplements, even the vitamin D. And I was just going along with what they said. And now, of course, we know there's so much more data about how fasting can really impact the outcomes and the side effects that we experience with chemotherapy. And so that was one of those impetuses for me. I'm a single mom. I had to care for my daughter while going through chemotherapy, and that was often quite difficult. And so that was one of those call to actions for me. I want everyone on this journey to have all the tools and all the information to make things easier for them. I also, after I had finished going through all of my process of the chemotherapy, the surgery, and the radiation, I started testing my circulating tumor cells for a period of time. And at one point, they hit a very high number while I was in remission during the year after my treatment. And for triple negative, especially, that's of great concern because that's often something that will come back quite soon after initial diagnosis and treatment. So that is the point at which I started consulting with integrative doctors across the country and really engaging with that process. And one of the things that I kept hearing from one integrative doctor after another, whether it was the Block Center in Chicago or Dr. Pai here in New Mexico and other doctors as well, was that they were looking at my situation and analyzing that some of the outside stressors that I was under in my life were a big contributing factor to what I was experiencing as a potential driver of a recurrence for me. And so that was all the more impetus behind using all of those integrative tools, all of the meditation tools, all of the things that I'd learned in my studies and afterwards, and putting them practically to use for my own healing. And so I did. And that allowed those circulating tumor cells to go down to zero within a short period of time using all of those tools. And so again, that was another call to action.
Fantastic.
right? I mean, we all care about everybody on this journey. We want to make that journey easier. And so again, I wanted to make all of those tools of the stress management as well as shortening the learning curve available to everybody.
Mm. So, you know, stage three is not a light touch cancer treatment. This is something where you had to really, you know, put everything into it in order to come out the other end with any degree of success.
Yeah.
It looks clearly like you've done that. Just tell me a little bit about how you achieved that success and what situation you're in now in terms of staying well.
Yeah, thank you. Well, if you're asking about the conventional treatments, I had 6 months of chemotherapy. I went through adriamycin for 3 months, which was really rough. They don't call it a red devil for nothing, you know?
Right.
That was tough. And then I went on weekly Taxol for another 3 months because one of the breast cancers that had been found was HER2 positive. I also was on immunotherapy. So I was on Herceptin and Perjeta as well. And those continued, the Herceptin continued for a full year. And then I had surgery, went through the process. That was a process of discovery, of interviewing a bunch of different surgeons to end up with the right surgeon as well. And ended up with the person who I feel did the best possible job for me. And I'm very grateful to Dr. Smith here in New Mexico. And then after that, I went through radiation. I had 7.5 weeks of radiation, including electron radiation, which does more burning of the skin. And so that process was not simple. You know, there were times on the adriamycin when I was literally sick every 5 minutes. I would wake up during the night and just have my little sick thing next to me and then try to go back to sleep and then up and up. And there were days I literally could not drive my daughter to school. I had to call in reinforcements of friends in the neighborhood because I wasn't safe to drive because I was so ill. So I've really been in the trenches. And so I feel like that adds to that level of compassion and care for other people. I know what it is to walk this path, and I know what it is to stand in those shoes when you're caring for yourself and family members. And, you know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. So we just want to make that easier for people as much as we possibly can.
Absolutely. And so just as an example, you did all that radiation treatment. Were you able to treat yourself in a way to give yourself protection, to recover quickly from it, all of that?
One of the things that helped me most was acupuncture. At a certain point in the chemotherapy, when I was just really dragging, I reached out to an acupuncturist locally who I had worked with previously, and I started working with her between 3 and 4 times a week. And I did that through the rest of my treatment, all the way through radiation and beyond. And, you know, 7.5 weeks of radiation is quite exhausting. And so, you know, at the end of that, it took time, you know, it took a period of time to be able to rebuild my energy again. So, you know, I was using multiple supplements, I was resting, I was using sauna, I was using, you know, different detox things. And I was getting a lot of acupuncture that was just really helping things to move for me. Another thing is I have a daily meditation practice that I've had for decades, and time in nature, getting that sunlight, and then meditation that's a go-to for me on an ongoing basis, because it helps me just return to that sense of connection and purpose and joy that we can have no matter the circumstances we find ourselves in.
Great. All right. Thanks for that. So maybe we can talk a bit more about the group now. Like the basics, like when did you set it up, how many members, you know, who's this open to?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love that. So we started at the end of 2022. Again, it was kind of a call to action. There were several beautiful women who had stage 4 breast cancer, and they really needed a community immediately. And so I really felt that call to action. I wanted to give them all the tools that they were looking for. So I started it then. And we began with a number of different teachers within the group. So I'm teaching meditation regularly throughout the week. I'm doing research reviews and discussing those with people. I've taught in the areas of nutrition. And then also, like, for example, just recently, there was some research that came out of the U.S. a couple of weeks ago, the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center and Research Center, that showed that for breast cancer patients, once their T cell levels reach a certain threshold, that those T cells will go out and scavenge in places where there are dormant cancer cells and eliminate them to prevent future metastasis. So I saw this research and then I put together, you know, several days of research myself to determine, okay, well, these medications and vaccines that they're talking about in the study, those are not available to all of us now. So what is available? What are the ways through diet, lifestyle, stress management that we can boost T cells right now? And so I presented that to our group. So that's the kind of things that I'm doing within the group. We have a spiritual director, Vanna, who leads a listening circle once a week, just a place where people can speak the truth about how they're doing. We have Dr. Natasha, who is a therapeutic arts practitioner, and she's been recognized actually by the British Association of Therapeutic Artists. And so she teaches transformational art and creative self-expression within our group every week. And that's just been a beautiful place of self-discovery for people. We have different doctors coming in on a very regular basis. We have Dr. Heidi Lucas, who's an integrative oncologist and naturopathic doctor. She comes in very regularly and gives talks to us now as well. We have global experts, whether it's on, you know, the Signatera test of circulating tumor cells, an EFT expert from Australia. We have different global experts coming in to speak with us on a regular basis. And we had terrain experts from the Metabolic Approach to Cancer who show up regularly for different connection events that we have as well. We have yoga. We have things virtually every day. This is a breast cancer group. So it's for the 1 in 8 women worldwide who are diagnosed with breast cancer. And so it began like that. It's continued on. We've grown to almost 400 people within the group right now. And then in our Facebook group that supports the group, we have over 1,000 people now. So we have this just beautiful, robust community of women who are there supporting one another. And what I love so much about that is then there's the events where people come together, where they're looking for information, they're looking for support. And invariably, there are other people there who are telling them, you know, that message in all the different ways. You're not alone with this. We're here with you. And here's some tips to help you make your way through.
Right.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
For women with breast cancer, are there ever any thoughts that it should be anything else other than that? I mean, have you thought about widening it at all, or is that not on the cards?
I absolutely have. I feel like because I know the area of breast cancer so well, that's where I'm really focusing on our expansion right now and just really bringing it to all the women who have breast cancer. And again, we have people from all over the world. We have events sometimes with people joining us from England, Ireland, you know, Central, Eastern Europe, from Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, and across the U.S., of course, as well, and Canada and Mexico. So we've got people joining us from all over the place. But so my first step is really to expand this area for breast cancer. I do recognize, as you're saying, that there's so much within the group that would be applicable to other people with cancer. We do have, for example, we've got 200 plus meditation recordings. I feel like that potentially could be something that we could
Absolutely.
Make available to people.
Yeah.
You know, and these are all meditations from 5 minutes to 60 minutes that can help people just find that place of peace and calm. And as I said, you know, reducing people's stress by 20% minimum, but, you know, we hit minimizing it by 50% last week.
Right.
And people were asking, can we introduce a bliss scoring system instead of a stress scoring system? Because it can just bring us to that place of connection and happiness, no matter what the circumstances are that we're in.
Mm. And yeah, breast cancer is all about women, but of course, men do get breast cancer as well. Are they eligible to join your group? And have you got any men in your group?
Yeah, at this time, no. We do have some doctors that have joined our group. So practitioners, so if there are practitioners who are listening to this and would like more information, they can just reach out to me. I give practitioners free passes to the group so they can come and check out exactly what we're doing, because we want them to learn about all the amazing offerings to make that available to their patients as well. So we do have some practitioners in the group who are men, just kind of, you know, there supporting the group. However, at this time, it's been really that safe space for women to be able to share everything that is going on for them. As you've heard, I'm sure, so many times, the impacts of breast cancer treatment and the impacts of any cancer treatment are head to toe. It's not just isolated to the area in which people are experiencing things. So I think having a safe space where, for example, we have pelvic health experts coming in and talking about how the alignment is changed, which can affect the pelvic floor or, you know, different kinds of function that people may be experiencing or changes with that. So at this time, it's really been a place just for women to be able to safely express whatever is going on to them, for them, in this group of other women.
Mm-hmm. So, with some Facebook groups, I mean, what you see is what you get, basically. And but in your case, it seems to me like the Facebook group is more like a kind of storefront, and you've got all the action happening around the back there. It's a kind of ecosystem of places to interact you've built around the back. So can we talk a bit about what's on offer, what the resources are that you have for women?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way the platform actually works, it's very different. I mean, we have the Facebook group and there's information we put in there because that's just a natural place where people show up and are looking for information, right? So we have things too.
Right.
But all the excitement actually takes place on our app. So we have the Radiant Healing Together app, which is through the Circle platform. And that was a platform that was created for community to support community. And so people can sign up through our links, and then they download the app onto their phone. So people can join our events. We have live events virtually every day of the week, and they can join those events either on their computer, on their phone, and that makes it just really easy. So people, if they're taking a tablet or a phone, say to the cancer center with them for an infusion or to appointments, or they've got to do a school run or whatever they're doing, they can bring it with them. We have people taking us on walks with them so that they're getting the sunshine, they're getting the fresh air, and they're getting the learning and healing information at the same time. Well, so the action takes place on the platform and the app. It's live events primarily. So people show up for these live events. We've got things, as I said, virtually every single day of the week for people to show up and find support and find that learning that they're looking for. And we've got special events every single week throughout the month. And then we have the recordings of all the experts that we've had on in the past. And so we have between 300 and 400 different recordings. I'll need to go back and check because we're just adding every single week. But there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of recordings, from everything to the different aspects of terrain in the metabolic approach to cancer, to, you know, the research on using emotional freedom techniques with Dr. McCoster out of Australia, who's one of the leading world experts in this field, who has done clinical trials and research in emotional freedom technique. She came to talk with us. She showed us precisely how to use this in our healing protocols. We have all kinds of experts. We have people in mindfulness who have trained with Jon Kabat-Zinn. We have lymphedema experts, occupational therapy experts, physical therapy experts, and then a wide swath of doctors from all over the world who have come and spoken to us. And then we also have people from Radical Remission. We have a Radical Remission healer who comes and works with us once a month as well. So, you know, we really want to provide the whole wide range of what is going to be most supportive. We recognize that what's supportive to me or to you may be different for somebody else. So we want to provide that wide range that really addresses what's most helpful for people. For example, one thing that is a big favorite for many people is our story medicine class. This came out of an event that we held last summer. I reached out to a world-leading author and workshop leader in the area of expressive writing. And she led a workshop just for our group. We had, I think it was almost 100 people attend that event last summer. And so our story medicine came out of that. So I've continued those classes between twice a month and once a month. Those are always available free to everybody on the platform. I want everyone to have access to that for free, no matter what. And so those are an opportunity for us to just let out those feelings that may be sitting inside that we're not aware of through writing prompts, short writing sessions, longer writing sessions. And it's an opportunity to share writing or not, or just hear what other people are writing. And it's so supportive. And it actually resulted in our publishing a book of story medicine from 40 different women from all over the world, from a lot of different cultural backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, and different countries. And just sharing that commonality of experience of what it is to walk this path. And one of the things that I think has been very powerful about this book is I'm hearing, I've given it to some people and heard of some people purchasing it who have other cancers. And I just heard back from somebody last week. He is a former judge in New Mexico. And he told me that it was one of the most impactful books he's ever read. He's reading every single passage in it. He has a totally different kind of cancer. But the voices that speak to him are the same in that commonality of experience. And it's a point of an upliftment and transformation. And that's what we want. It's that post-traumatic growth. We've all been through the trauma of this experience. We want to be able to experience how we can transform out of that experience to the next steps on our path.
It's really helpful also to look for commonalities because, I mean, medicine seeks to filter everybody off in different directions. You know, there's not just breast cancer, there's 83 different kinds of breast cancer or something. You know what I mean? There's so many ways in which we get divided into smaller and smaller and smaller factions where actually you're right. Of course, the experience of cancer, it doesn't matter that much what kind of cancer you've got. There are many things about it that absolutely everyone shares. And yeah, it's important to acknowledge that and to use it as a resource.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I will, just the last thing about the story medicine book is that all the proceeds from that support scholarships for women with metastatic breast cancer. So all the proceeds are going to support women on this journey as well.
Right. And that's available in general, you know, bookstores or whatever, is it?
That's on Amazon.
Yeah.
That's on Amazon. So yeah, we actually reached number one in new breast cancer releases for a few days when it came out. And that was all very exciting.
Pretty good. Okay. And, yeah. And you're the author of it. Is that the editor or whatever? Yeah.
So I'm the editor. Yeah. I'm the editor. We had an editing team, but I'm the primary editor who put it out into the world. And we just gathered those voices from so many women. And it's been a very wonderful experience.
So people will find it under your name anyway. So, yeah.
Yes, you can look for Story Medicine and Amy Robinson, and you'll find it there.
Excellent.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So I talked about the fact you've got the kind of shop front and then around the back, which is obviously all based around your app. People can apply to be a member of the Facebook group like they would any other group. Yeah, it's a straightforward process that a lot of people have tried and done. What's involved in becoming a member of the group that's using the app?
Yeah, so for that, we have a link that people can follow. There's three different sections right now, and I just have to give a shout out to my friend and colleague on this this path, Maria Bakhtiel, who she started the breast cancer pathways worksheets along with Abby Mitchell, who you know.
Yes.
And she has a HER2 positive breast cancer group on, it's a private group on Facebook, and also a nutrition practice. And so she joined our group, and we've been working together with what is on offer there. And so we now offer three different sections on Radiant Healing Together. The first section is our kind of free sample section. So that's where we always have certain live classes on an ongoing basis. So we have like our story medicine classes are always free in that section. And then we have other things, like a couple of weeks ago, I did a talk on all of these amazing free breast cancer vacations that are available to people who are going through this. Everybody needs a vacation after this experience, right? But
yeah,
most of us funneled so much of our finances into the cancer experience that it can be hard to be able to finance something like that afterwards. So I just want to make that a little bit easier. So things like that, I just want everyone to have no matter what. So that's in there. I heard recently about someone who was needing some extra help and support in radiation. So I have a radiation event in there. We have a breast cancer surgery meditation that's in there that was recorded not by me, but by a leading hypnotist. So she's a hypnotherapist and also has gone through the cancer experience. So that's a really powerful breast cancer meditation that for surgery that I've used, that many in our group have used. And I've heard of people going through mastectomy and even not having pain afterwards because of using this so regularly. Results may vary, but it's been very powerful. Sure. So we have this free area that has a bunch of great resources in it and ongoing live events for that as well. Then we have a community area that really was spearheaded by our wonderful Maria. And she has brought over this whole breast cancer research library into our group. So we have different topics, like you're familiar with Abby's site, where people can want to learn more about our artemisinin, or they want to learn more about hyperbaric oxygen, or they want to learn more about, you know, protocols around getting MRIs for detoxing that contrast and, you know, other things like that, just making things a little bit easier on this journey. So we have a whole library of resources now within the group as well. And that's all available at that community level. In the community level, we have member-led events. We have Stage 4 Stories of Hope, which has been a really beautiful addition to what we have, where there's interviews with women who have gone through a Stage 4 diagnosis and are now no evidence of disease or progression has stopped, and just sharing their experience of how they got there. There's also, you know, early stage groups and treatment support groups and different things like that, that are all led by members, as well as a couple of different events per month with Maria herself. So that's one level, that's a community level, and that's currently just under $10 US per month. And then we also have what we call the all access level, that has access to just the 300 plus recordings, all the doctors that are coming in, all of the things that, you know, I'm organizing to bring in for people. And that we have, you know, around $25 right now, and we've got that a free full month for people who want to try it out. So there's free trials of everything. You can join the free group, or you can get a free trial of either the community side or the all access side. And there's scholarships available for people who need it as well. We have the Story Medicine building that scholarship arena for the women with stage 4 breast cancer. And anybody, you know, we have multiple people in the UK on scholarships and partial scholarships right now. So people who need that can reach out to me about that as well.
Brilliant. So there's a subscription, but it's modest.
Exactly. Because we know everybody has a lot of costs on this journey as well. We want to make it as easily accessible for people as possible. And we're trying to get, you know, seriously, the best experts we can find all over the world that are going to be providing the most actionable resources and tools for people on this journey. And we want to make it accessible for everybody.
Okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about science. I know you're very keen on the science behind all the things you're doing. You're always digging around there for new research. Do you want to say something about where the science has got to now and where it's heading?
Yeah. When you're talking about the science, you're talking about science of community or just...
Yeah, community in particular, but also some of the other initiatives within that that you're promoting.
Right. So the science about community, I think, is very powerful. And I'm reminded of some science that's been shared by Dr. Gabor Mate in The Myth of Normal as well, where they were looking at women who were under severe stress and then women who felt either supported in their life or a lack of support. And what they found was that women who had a biopsy for breast cancer, who felt stressed, didn't have a hugely greater degree of breast cancer. And women who didn't feel supported in their life didn't have a huge increase in breast cancer. But when they combined women who felt stressed and also didn't feel supported, it was like a ninefold increase in positive breast cancer biopsies. And so that is something that I found very powerful. For many of us, you know, everybody is experiencing a certain degree of stress in modern life. That's just part of this life now, I think.
Seems to be, yeah.
It sure does, wherever we may find ourselves. And yet, having support along the way can transform that experience and boost our immune function in ways that can help change the metabolic approach to cancer calls the cancering process. you know, that terrain that we have within us? Is it moving us more towards health or disease? And I think it's very clear from all the data that we've seen is that this can be impacted in every single moment by the choices that we make. And so making choices to seek out the support we need, ask for the support we need, and including joining communities where we can feel really supported can dramatically transform our experience and quality of life on the cancer journey, as well as our outcomes. In fact, one of the doctors who is a medical director of an integrative center who came and spoke to us said that in the research that she's done, women with stage four breast cancer who feel supported have twice the longevity of women who don't. And that for me, honestly, it was one of the calls to actions that I felt in this journey. I thought, oh my gosh, if we can double the longevity of women who are on this journey, that is incredible. And I thought about all the other women, like when I was going through my own breast cancer experience, my daughter had a friend that she had grown up with since kindergarten. Her mother died of breast cancer just as I was diagnosed. And I just think about all those kids, all those moms. I want every mom to have that support, every woman to have that support. So she can get double that longevity impact of that community and also have the lessening of the cancer process that comes from feeling supported. And I think too of this quotation from Dr. Gabor Mate, where he says that disease is a process that reflects our life experience. Once you impact that process, that impacts your disease outcomes, and that it's just science. The science reflects that. The medical science reflects that. And we know that it takes that 10 to 15 years for the medical science, once it's published in research, to really catch up with what you're hearing in the doctor's offices and what's being taught in medical schools. That's just the natural delay that's shown for just about everything coming out in medical research. But we know that now. So if we know that now, we can make choices based on that. And we know that that impacts so many different levers of our health. So that boosts our immune function. If you look at things like therapeutic art and creative arts therapies, we had an expert on this, Susan Headland, who is the director of oncology patient services at an Oregon medical teaching hospital and cancer center. And she was talking to us about how the creative arts therapies, they really improve your immune function and they boost your endorphins so that you feel better with whatever is going on. Creative arts therapies, which we offer within the group, they lower anxiety and depression, and they make people feel so much better along the way. So we want to look at the soft ways. And that's, again, one of my missions is that equity for people on this journey. Not everybody has the opportunity to go and the resources to go to the best doctors in the world and, you know, the ones that are doing all the amazing clinical trials and things that are just really changing the landscape that may not be available to them. They may not even be able to go across town and get the IVC or the hyperbaric oxygen or even the really expensive supplements. But what I want to really make clear to people is how the choices that we make now can really impact our well-being. You know, one bottle of curcumin can cost $40 to $80, right? Depending upon where you get it. But for $20 a month or less, you know, depending upon how we work it out, we can have people get this community that is so incredibly supportive from the therapeutic arts that is shown to boost immune function and lower stress and improve quality of life. The meditation that we know also really boosts immune function. Meditation's been shown in breast cancer to really impact our sense of well-being, lower that anxiety and depression. And as I was sharing earlier, when we're looking at our own data within the group, we're lowering that stress as much as 50%. And I was just seeing some recently published research that was showing that in the tumor environment in breast cancer, that cortisol is really promoting a cancering process. So anything that we can do across the board to lower that cortisol push, that exacerbation of cortisol that comes from the stress response, we want to engage with that, because that can actually impact our cancering process. And we want to do that in all the most gentle ways that we can. one, and I'll just share too, when I was going through my master's program, I studied directly one-on-one with Dr. Liz Lipsky, who is one of the foremost experts in the United States on nutrition. And she literally wrote the book on digestive health, the first book in the United States written on digestion. And so what I studied under her, this was before anyone else had heard of the microbiome, but I was doing independent studies with her on the microbiome for multiple semesters because this was an area of my passion. And we see that the microbiome is very impactful in breast cancer and other cancers as well. You can do biopsies of the microbiomes of the area of breast cancer, for example, of the breast, and that there's a certain microbiome that goes with that, with the cancer diagnosis and outcomes. We can impact the microbiome in any moment with the choices that we make, either through our food choices, our supplement choices, also through those soft choices of the meditation, gently taking care of ourselves, turning that sense of love and care towards ourselves on this journey, and also finding the support that we need in community.
Amazing. Yeah, really great. I was just thinking to myself, like 20 years ago when I started doing this kind of work, you know, you're pretty wacky if you're talking about stress as having much to do with illness, really. It's just like, you know, you're a fairly far off beast doing that kind of thing. But now it's really heartening to see how many people just talk about it as common sense now, actually, in the mainstream media as well. And, you know, this is a lot of this has really come to the fore during COVID, I found. Well-being has actually emerged as being a real thing, you know, as opposed to what hippies do. So it's a great to see that and to feel that some attention is being given to this area.
Well, and it's not a new area in terms of research when you think of like
the
ACEs scores. Like we've had that for decades, the adverse childhood event scores that direct, yeah, can draw through lines through that towards heart disease, towards cancer, towards, you know, a lessening of people's longevity. And so that's the traumas that people have experienced, but there are ways of working with that through all of these tools. And again, through supporting the individual in a place where they feel like their needs matter, their heart matters, their experience matters, and they're held with care and upliftment in a place where people, you know, can love on them. You know, because that's what we're doing over here.
Very good. Well, look, that's a great note to end on. We're out of time. Yeah, thanks so much for joining me today, Amy. Really fascinating to hear about your important work, community building.
Thank you so much. It's been an utter delight. And thank you to you for all the beautiful work that you've done for the cancer community for so long. It really has such an impact. And we're so grateful for you as well.
Thanks.
All right. You
all right.
Take care, Robin. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hope listening to Amy has had some of you wondering if you couldn't set up a similar resource for another section of the community of those with cancer. Coming together in a group is such a marvellous way of meeting the difficulties that cancer presents and really is one of the single most important steps we can take towards our recovery. Of course, if you have breast cancer, and why not take a look at Amy's offering, Radiant Healing Together. Thanks very much for spending this time with me. I hope you found it rewarding and will want to come back for more. Remember, there's a whole back catalogue of around 450 shows to browse through, and you can search these by guest, topic or keyword on the show page, which you can get to by going to the homepage of Yes to Life, that's yestolife.org.uk, scrolling down and clicking the tile that takes you to the Yes to Life show. I'll be back again next week with another Yes to Life show here on UK Health Radio, so please join me again. Goodbye.